Like Effect continues on Milwaukee's NPR now. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Mitch Tyke.
Inside me there's a happy soul. Something that I never had long ago.
Milwaukee musician Joe Richter's early work includes time with some area cover bands and his own acoustic albums. But his latest release, Revival, is his first produced album with a full band behind him.
If the new album weren't exciting enough, Richter has a coveted spot at the big gig. His Summerfest show is scheduled for tomorrow at 3 on the Johnson Controls World Soundstage. We invited him into the studio to give us a preview.
He's giving me the words to this song. I got love, I got so many, and I got everything more than just a penny. I got happy tears down my face running. I got everything a man's ever wanted. I got love. I got love. I got love. I got love. Someone from the devil has been knocking me down, but nothing can hurt me cause I got love all around. I got somebody from the devil that's been knocking me down, but nothing can hurt me cause love's all around me.
Joe Richter playing Happy Tears in the Lake Effect Performance Studio. Joe, welcome to Lake Effect.
Thanks for having me.
So I'm curious, what's your first memory of music that first sparked your interest in performing yourself?
Wow. Well, for some reason when I was a kid, I had a fascination with Elvis. And I don't know why, but I was a big fan of his music, mostly his voice. So I guess it was just... recalling when I was younger, just being a big fan of Elvis and hearing his music. And then, of course, following that, you know, I discovered Billy Joel. And that's kind of when everything – that's when I really decided that I wanted to do music.
Was there ever, you know, a family member or anyone that introduced you, or was it just kind of self-exposure to things Billy Joel?
Yeah. I mean, my aunt took me to tons of concerts when I was a kid, so I'm very grateful for that. So she took me. I was probably, this is probably before 10 years old. I went and saw Rod Stewart at the Marcus Amphitheater. Let's see, we went and saw Billy Joel. We saw Springsteen. She introduced me to a lot like Jackson Browne and Van Morrison. So it was a lot of the singer songwriters before my time that really inspired me. So yeah, she was a pretty big influence in my music career. So
when did you decide to start learning an instrument? Did you learn guitar first?
Yeah, I learned piano first. I probably started when I was about 8. And believe it or not, the piano I started when I was about maybe 41 keys. My brother actually got it for Christmas one year. I was extremely jealous. And so he got that, but he never played it, you know? So I'm like, let me just, you know, wipe the dust off this thing and start playing it. And there's a little chord book that came with it. And I remember seeing John Cougar Mellencamp, Pink Houses. Okay. So I started doodling that song and learning chords because I think that song is like G and C pretty much. So I started learning that, and from there, you know, it just took off.
Right. You're kind of a blend of Americana, folk, pop, rock with your songwriting. Does the lyric lend itself to you or the musical style first?
The musical style, always. That's how it is for me, and I never write a lyric before I write a melody. I always write a melody first, and then comes a lyric, because I believe that sometimes you don't even need a lyric, you know? Sometimes the song will just take you where it wants to go, and then, you know, the listener can just decide what they want it to be about, you know? But the music guides me. It guides me where I want the song to go and what I want the song to be about, and then I think about it and I say... Yeah, just like the Happy Tears, you know, I mean, The music came before the lyric in that. So it's just a happy, happy little melody. As my Bob Ross.
Yeah, said. I was just thinking.
Happy, happy little melody.
I had a nice little chord over here.
Yeah, exactly.
Your album is called Revival, but yeah. I'm curious, what kind of revival is it for you?
Well, you know, it's kind of a, as I look back, from the time that I started actually writing music to now and how my music has grown over the years, and not just my music, but me as a person and the things that I've been through in life and how I've overcome adversity and how I have, you know, become a better musician over the years. And so I decided to title it Revival because initially we were going to have a gospel revival on the record, which would have been super awesome. And I'm still thinking that's going to be a goal for my next record. But so I'm thinking gospel revival. And then I think about revival and what it means, you know. And that's I decided to title it Revival. So, yeah, that in a nutshell.
You know, what components of your songs or messages did you feel could not have as great of an impact in an acoustic album version? Or was it just a personal, you know, production goal?
There's a couple that I really couldn't imagine doing acoustic. Love Ain't For Me, which is really creates the – I mean, it sounds like it is a gospel revival. I mean, with the organ, you know, the Hammond B3 organ in there and then the guitar, the rock guitar, and you know, and then you've got Happy Tears, which Willie Porter played on, which creates a fantastic, you know, lead guitar lick at the end. Just blows me away still every time I listen to it. It's hard to imagine actually all these songs just as an acoustic piece. And, you know, I really wanted to go away from that on this record because I did it already. You know, it's been done. So now I wanted to branch out and create a full band record. So some of these songs could have done acoustic, but for what they are and what the record is, I'm really, really proud that we decided to do it this way. Yeah.
And as for, you mentioned what the record is, mm-hmm. did you go into that saying, here's my goal of this new record, this is what I want in it? And what do you feel that was missing in your music before then that you wanted to accomplish?
Yeah, well, I mean, I just... What was really important to me was having the right musicians. You know, I had a vision, and I've always, any song that I write, I picture a band. I knew that from the get-go. So I had to reveal that vision to the musicians as to what I wanted, and they executed it wonderfully. And, of course, when you're going to do that, you want to make sure you got the right guys. And the guys that I had on the record, I've been, you know, friends with for such a long time. And they were ecstatic that finally we're doing an original record now of your own stuff, not just covers, but originals. And not to say during the process it wasn't difficult. I mean, you know, sometimes when you're in the studio and you're trying to capture, you know, the song, it's always what's best for the song. And the guys know that. And sometimes it just takes a little bit more communication to do that. But we did it, you know. And so that was really important to me that, you know, when you're talking about the song, for example, like Just to Stay Alive, track 6 on the record is probably one of the most important songs to me because it's just a time in my life that and I'm going to play it, actually. I just decided I'm going to play
Excellent.
It. Yeah. But a time in my life that, you know, a time of darkness that I had to overcome, a time in my life where I just needed to change, you know. And the song is about change, hitting a bottom and then overcoming it and getting back on your feet. And I know a lot of people have difficulties with that. So I wanted to make sure that I captured that musically. And we did, you know, so that was a long-winded answer.
That's okay. Yeah. Let's transition it right into a song.
Sounds good.
Under the sun, on a beautiful day, feet in the sand, but I can't run away. It should be so pretty, but it should feel so good. Just take me to a place where it's all understood. Where it's all understood. Leaves on the trees are such a sweet sound. Birds in the sky, flying all around. You could see me smile, but you could feel me lie. In the day to come, it's all an alibi. It's all an alibi. On a pure insanity. Take a look around and nothing's clear to me. I'm drowning in my tears, I'm falling on the shore. My mind's become delusional, Lord. And I'm alone in my mind, a long timeline, constantly justifying all the reasons why. And though it's plain to see that this world I'm in, it keeps getting worse before I begin. Crosses my mind, this fear I seem to find, still yet so inside my soul, I'm screaming, no, no. Can there be a better life for a man undignified, for a man that craves to love just to stay alive, just to stay alive, just to stay alive, just to stay alive, yeah, oh.
Joe Richter performing Just to Stay Alive in the Lake Effect Performance Studio. You mentioned Willie Porter among the people who helped you with this album.
Yeah.
And he has a good quote about you. It says, quote, Joe's got a strong and unique voice and sings like he means what he says.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that there's a lack of authenticity in music that's out today? Or transparency between the singer, songwriter, the lyrics, and what's the final product?
It's definitely what I look for. You know, definitely what I look for in a song, the performance ultimately, you know. So music today is just different, you know, and I hate saying that because I'm not a very old person.
Right.
So, it's hard to say, oh, music back then was different. I mean, it's I've always listened to older music, you know, and it's not that I don't want to listen to today's music. But I do think there is a lack of it, I guess. Yeah. I mean, I just feel it. But for me, it's important for me to come across as just original, as how I see it, and as what my experience is, and then telling the story while I perform it. And every time I play my songs, I just want to capture, like, I'm going back to the time that I wrote it, because in the moment when I wrote the songs is exactly how I feel at that particular moment. So it's kind of my goal that when people are listening to the song, it's in the moment, you know, so because it's in their moment.
Try to not dilute it as much as possible from start to finish.
Yeah. And if you listen to the record, everything is authentic. I mean, it's real. They're real musicians playing real musical instruments, you know. So authenticity, yeah. Originality. Is that a word?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Americana, singer-songwriter type stuff, that's just what I want. And that's what I've always listened to, you know. Van Morrison, Jackson Browne, you don't really hear much. From the 1970s. Yeah. That's kind of what I want to recapture for people.
So that would be, say, your ultimate goal in writing music with each song you compose.
Yeah, right now, I think, you know. Yeah, I think. But, you know, things could come people can have ideas in the studio, and they say, well, let's try it this way. Like many of these songs on this record, like the Just a Stay Alive song, I originally wanted to perform that song just with acoustic guitar in the beginning and have the band come in during the second verse. And John Wheeler, which is the guy that produced the record, said, no, man, let's bring the band in the front. So we did that. And I was like, okay, well. And that's another thing that I really need to keep in mind, to have an open mind and have other ideas. You know, people come forward with other ideas as to, let's try this instead. I needed to be open to that, and I'm just grateful that I was, so.
Well, and good that the final product still remained with your core goal, despite your name on the album, your artistry, but yet having a multitude of people be instrumental in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Joe, I'd like to thank you for coming in today and sharing your story and some of your music. And what would you like to play our listeners out with?
I'm going
to
go ahead and play It Was Over. There's a heart that needs love, 'cause it's been broken apart. It's a love that could
Milwaukee musician Joe Richter's latest album is called Revival. He'll play tomorrow at Summerfest at 3 p.m. on the Johnson Controls World Soundstage. You can find more songs he performed for us and more information about him at WUWN.com. Our in-studio performance was engineered by Jason Reavy.
That's the last I saw walking out that door. But then it was over. Just like that. Just let the tears come running down. When the days are long, oh no, they seem like years. I wish I could be happy, but she just disappeared. And I know that I'm the one she'll never love. So I'll stay right here and wait on another one. She said, baby, I